What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jane, welcome to the show. We know Mike won't be back. What else can you tell us besides
I'm right
that?
Here.
Mike McCarthy won't be back.
Well, Bassick, I'm glad that you're still here. You know, there's been years with Jerry and you. I didn't know if you'd make it back, so we're glad to see that you've lived another day.
Thank you.
Has anything... further. Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah, I would just say I was beginning to get a sense that this wasn't going to move forward with Mike McCarthy, and I don't have this confirmed yet, but my sense, based on some of the conversations I've had, is it doesn't sound like this was Jerry deciding that he no longer wanted Mike here. This might have been Mike saying, I'm going to move on. And a lot of that, according to staffers that I've spoken with, had to do with this contract sticking point. You know, he was already frustrated, and, I mean, he's done this on the record, off the record, Mike, with us reporters and even up at the podium with fans, frustrated about how he and his staff went into this year with expiring contracts. I think they felt like that limited them, that it was tough on their families. You know, as I've gotten a little bit longer in the tooth, even with this job, you get to know the families, and it is hard. But I think everybody, it's, you know, as Jerry said, small is violent in the room. Everyone knows that that's part of the business. But I think what a lot of people don't have the appetite for is, all right, the season came to an end. They were already on expiring contracts. Should this decision, and if you were going to bring him back, at least some parameters already be in place? And that didn't seem to be the case. I mean, the way it was characterized to me, these conversations with Mike in the last week weren't about hard numbers or length. It was really just about the end of the season, how things could have gone. And I think that that started to rub him a type of way. And so I think when he ultimately came down here and then, you know, he was denied permission to interview for the Bears job, I think there was some frustration. Now, I will also say, when I first heard about the Bears job, I thought this is just a ploy to get his, you know, to sort of like put chum in the water, so to speak.
Yeah.
But I was told by both sides on this that the interest in Mike was real in Chicago. And I think Chicago is interesting, if I'm Mike, because of Caleb Williams, because of Roma Dunzie. I was just up there covering them in Seattle. This is an opportunity for Mike, if this was a job for him, to really put his stamp on the offense. I had spoken to somebody last week about just this offense and, you know, how much, you know, Mike's involved, how much it's changed. And I was shocked to learn that it apparently wasn't that different from what Jason Garrett had here. I mean, there was obviously some elements that were different. And when I asked, well, how long would it take to like put this coaching staff, you know, mark on it? I was told, you know, tell me what we're working with and how long. So I thought that was really, really interesting. So yeah. And then, you know, I think that the same thing is, you know, Mike McCarthy, that was, I remember talking to the Saints, because I also cover them, a couple years back about Mike. And when I say he is beloved in that building, the Saints are not dissimilar from the Cowboys in the way they sort of, you know, they keep it in the family. There hasn't been a lot of change at the top. A lot of their regime over there is very similar. Obviously, he's got a relationship with Jeff Ireland and Mickey Loomis and knows Mrs. B well. So I definitely think that's in play, although I have not gotten that confirmed from Mickey Loomis that they have an interview set up. But I think it would make a lot of sense.
Jane, do you feel like this was a kind of a shock to the Joneses, to their side of it, and they're kind of like, okay, now we got to scramble and put things together? Or was it more, we are preparing for this?
Well, I don't want to get a call from Tad or Jerry and say that I'm wrong,
gotcha.
But my initial sense feels like maybe they did not expect. And again, I don't know that for a fact.
Gotcha.
But I think that, you know, Jerry and Stephen will always say deadlines make deals. I'm sure that maybe there was a thought that, you know, given that Mike wants to be here, and again, I know the fans don't want to hear this, but multiple players wanted Mike back. I mean, a lot of them are big fans of him. Maybe Jerry thought that he could use that wiggle room to get a contract that was advantageous to him. But it sounds like once they weren't able to get really the length of it, because as was described to me, a coach told me that Mike had reached out to a bunch of the guys this morning and basically said something along the lines of, let's see what he said.
She's looking through her notes, Kevin.
Looking through my notes.
She's a notepad.
Looking through.
She writes in shorthand.
I get that.
Not agreeing on a contract link puts everybody out of a job.
Oh.
Okay, so. Yeah.
That's what he was saying to his staff, is what you just said?
Players, right?
Okay.
Correct.
Okay.
So, let's say that Mike McCarthy was kind of standing up for himself, standing up for his staff. I'm saying that, not you. Let's say that was the case. There were fewer fans at training camp this year for the Cowboys. There seems to be some optimism today in our fan text that this is going to spark some semblance of revolution that's going to make the Cowboys rethink the way they do business. Do you think there's any chance of that? Or are we going to end up with Zimmer, or we're going to get Kellen Moore as the head coach and business as usual?
I mean, I don't know. I would hope that this time around they would cast a larger net. I don't know if anybody's been able to disprove this, but I just remember the coaching staff as related to Jason Garrett. You know, Mike McCarthy did that sit down with my colleague Tom Pelissero at NFL Network, and all of a sudden he was in the mix. Ron Rivera and Marvin Lewis. I don't remember there being any other coaches that they pursued. And then remember Jerry Jones Jr., and Jerry told us at that opening presser that they had gone out to dinner, and Jerry Jones Jr. leaned over to, you know, his father and said, I think we found our guy. And that's how it went down. I don't know if they were being tongue-in-cheek. That's how they described it on the podium that day. But I would hope that they would cast a larger net. Now, I know Sark's name's been thrown out there.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
And people have talked about Lane Kiffin. I'm working all these angles. Just keep in mind, particularly with a lot of these college coaches, they're going to be very careful about telling you interest or where they're going, because that impacts recruiting. And so I'm not saying it's true and I'm not saying it's not true, but we may not hear as much about the college coaches just because of the recruiting stuff. I mean, that could even apply to Dion. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's going to be – I think Jerry's picking up the phone today. I think they're going to be exploring the interest of a lot of these coaches. I do know that there are coaches that say, you know, it's a no for me on an NFL job. But, you know, as dysfunctional as it might look like to the outside world of the Dallas Cowboys, it is still one of the most coveted jobs. And I've gone to Combine, and I've had guys like Mike Vrabel and Cliff Kingsbury say to me, Jane, will you please introduce me to Jerry Jones? I mean, I joke with both of them. They were like fanboys this one day. And so there are people that will want to come to Dallas. I mean, this is why you and I work here, guys. Like, it is, but I've always said it's a little bit like the golden handcuffs, right? Like,
yep, absolutely.
There are things that come with it. And because I get to go out and cover 31 other teams, I do know that it's a very unique situation. And, you know, also using the words of Jerry Jones, you do have to have an appetite for ambiguity. And I think with a guy like Mike, you know, he's a Pennsylvania guy, he's a proud guy. There's a lot of jobs that are open right now. I think maybe that appetite waned at some point.
Is there any, do you get the sense from across the rest of the league, not the fan base, because that's what the fan base has told us a lot of the day today, that the Cowboys are perceived as cheap when it comes to coaches and coaching contracts, not just with McCarthy, but like we don't want to pay a head coach after he's not here anymore. Is that perception around the NFL?
It's real. I've had two coaches tell me that Jerry has sort of led the league in his thoughts on how coaches should be paid. I mean, Jerry even told us as much post-game when he talked about this idea of, you know, this incentive-based plan for coaches. Now, with that being said, I did speak to a coach about that, and they said it's not that crazy of a concept. I mean, if you think about it, players have that, right? But, and as Jerry put it, he thinks the fans would want that. I don't disagree. I think there are some fans that would see you get a head coach in here and, you know, why pay this guy all this money, you know, make him work for it, dangle the carrot, so to speak. I just think you have a hard time convincing a Super Bowl winning head coach that he has to work for those escalators. You might have more success with an OC that wants to become a head coach and do it for the Dallas Cowboys.
Boy, that'd be great for the fans if, like, the Dallas Cowboys had to now give the season ticket holders back 30% of what they paid for this year if we're doing the incentive-based thing for everybody. Because I'm sure the Jones love it on their side. They wouldn't love it if they had to pay the fans back money. So it's pretty cool,
you know,
for the Joneses.
I'll be honest, though, guys, when I was thinking about this morning, I mean, we go through our own contract disputes.
Yep.
You know, all of us. And I've had an agent, and you know, a couple years back, I know mine went down to the wire, and it wasn't because of, you know, not wanting me back. It was more just, you know, where the contracts were and priority and stuff. But you start to feel a type of way when it comes down to the 11th hour. I mean, it's human psychology. Everyone wants to be courted in a way. And even if Mike had come back, I just wonder if some of those feelings might have lingered. And, you know, maybe this is good for all parties, you know, that both get this fresh start. I think what's challenging, though, is, you know, as Adam Schefter and Ian have brought up, a lot of these coaches that you would have courted, the Ben Johnsons of the world, you know, if you wanted to go get Spags in Kansas City, if you wanted to go defense, they're shutting down those interviews so that they can get through wild card, and then they can, you know, if they keep advancing the Super Bowl. So now you're sort of waiting, and it sort of becomes like musical chairs. And if you're not careful, you're left without a coach. Now, I'm not saying that Jerry can't go and find a coach. Like, he will find a coach. But if you had just made this decision about Mike last week, you could have already had interviews with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're having to sit here and wait a little bit. Vrabel would have been incredible. But I think probably New England made a lot more sense for Vrabel.
Two questions for you here, Jane. Is Dak going to be any part of the coach search? Because I would think that he would beg and plead for Kellen Moore. And then two is, I feel like Micah Parsons isn't afraid to speak his opinion. Is Micah going to be as PC on this as we know Dak would be if he was asked questions on this?
Yeah, I think Micah is going to volunteer his opinion on this, whether we ask him or not, which I appreciate, right? Mm-hmm. Dak will probably be more diplomatic. I know that, I mean, we had a far-ranging conversation with Jerry, and to his credit, he sat there and, you know, answered all of our questions at the end of the season. What was it? It was like 48 minutes, and then maybe a little bit longer, even after we turned off, you know, our recorders and kept walking. But he was asked how much of a say that Dak will have in it. And I think he said something along the lines of, like, obviously he'll talk to Dak, but I don't think Dak is going to like say, here's my list. If I had my druthers of who I'm, you know, who's going to be in here. I would imagine someone like Jerry always has a plan B in the back of his mind. I just don't know if he was necessarily expecting where this road was going to take him down today.
Well, we appreciate the time
again,
very
much. I could
much.
Be wrong. Jerry might call in here and tell you guys that I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
Hey.
Oh, that old Jane Slater.
On my
you know, if that happens, he's going to be like, that's why I got rid of her, just like I threatened with Sean and RJ. So it could happen.
Oh, man.
Don't know.
It could happen. You know, this year I've been making friends with, you know, other teams. I might have to find a new home. Who knows? Don't do it, Jerry. I like Dallas.
Thank you very much, Jane.
That's just based on, you know, I've been – looking under every rock. I've even called to see if Pete Carroll's gotten a call. I just still think it's a little premature right now, but I think probably starting tomorrow we'll start hearing some names trickling out here.
Love you, Jane.
Love you guys.
There you go, Jane Slater right here on 105.3 The Fan.